Welcome back to another episode of Afternoon Delight. It's Kyle Rush. It's Ben Taylor. Dude, you had me on the edge of my seat. On the edge of my seat with that one. Ben, we're going to talk about SEC Media Days pretty much all dang week. So
yeah. If
you're not interested, just we'll see you next Monday.
I mean, because it's, you know, Sankey gets things started today. Auburn is on Tuesday. You know, I'm sure at some point Lane's going to show his rear end and he's going to give us a topic to talk about.
Yeah.
And then Alabama will go and they'll get asked why they haven't won a national title since Saban left. It's going to be a ton of stuff to talk about this week.
For sure. For sure. The biggest thing from today, so full transparency, as we are recording, Sankey just got finished. And yep. We haven't had a full chance to go back through and break down everything. But the one thing, Ben, I told you that was very Auburn specific that he was asked. He was actually asked by Jason Caldwell and then followed up from Mike G was about officiating.
Yep.
And it was around transparency. I think that a lot of people, it's not necessarily that calls are missed, which I think Auburn fans, we were on the wrong end of several last year. Missed calls stink.
Two damning ones for sure.
I mean, one, they fired a guy over.
Yeah, with Texas A&M and basketball, because I still think that Keyshawn Hall's, Murphy's shot went in. I don't think there was enough evidence to overturn it.
And that could have been the difference between the tournament or not.
Yes. So that – because it was called good on the floor, and then they reversed it, and there was not enough to reverse. And then, of course, against Oklahoma, the hidden player trick that, again, like you said, cost somebody their job. So, two egregious calls, I would say, but there were some others that could have gone here or there against Auburn as well.
Do you think that most teams feel that way, though, or do you think it's just an Auburn thing?
Well, those two, I didn't see that. I watch just about every SEC football game that gets played, regardless of what team it is, because unless they're on at the same time, I usually usually I'm watching the best of the two games, or at least I got a picture in picture. So that call against Oklahoma, no, that was an Auburn thing. That guy completely screwed up and messed it up. And I don't know if that.
Okay, let me ask you, Let me rephrase the question. Do you think there are schools out there in the SEC that are like, dadgummit, y'all get it right every time? Y'all are awesome to us.
No.
Okay.
Unless you're Alabama.
Okay. I think even they – I know Alabama fans right now that have complained about SEC officiating forever and ever.
Oh, amen.
Yeah. All right, so the question was about transparency, though. So it's not so much that you miss calls, it's the transparency behind it. I think a lot of people have looked at pointed to the ACC and how they do replays because, if I'm not mistaken, they show an audio, you get audio of the actual back and forth, which I think a lot of people like. And the SEC has not done that. And as a matter of fact, Sankey almost doubled down on he was actually transparent about the fact that they're not going to be transparent. So he basically is like, there are things that happen that we're just not going to share publicly. Like there's things that are conversations that are going to go on. He mentioned when he followed up on Mike G's question, he's like, because Mike said, how do the coaches feel about officiating? Kind of like, you know, are your coaches as, you know, high on officiating?
In other words, what did they say down at Destin to you during SEC meetings that you're not telling us?
And he said, you know, every coach has the ability to submit plays, submit calls, and there's a review process. It doesn't necessarily mean that you're going to go back and change anything, which that's never, ever going to be a thing. He's like, but we're probably never going to publicize those. Those aren't going to be things that we put out there.
Why?
Well, I guess my question to you, Ben, would be, what I don't think that the coaches want their – I don't think the coaches want to be – want all that stuff out there either.
No, no. I'm totally okay with him holding some stuff back. Him doubling down on the what the ACC is doing, I think that the ACC put every other conference on blast doing that this past year because nothing shady went on. Everything was transparent as far as the review process. If they're supposed to maintain professionalism, and those officials are supposed to be professional, as well as the replay booth in Birmingham is supposed to be professional, because Sankey's got an image issue when it comes to replay, because I'm not doing this because I'm an Auburn fan. It is other schools saying this too. They don't like the fact that the replay booth is in Birmingham and Alabama is located so close to Birmingham along with a bunch of Alabama donors. And it's not just Auburn fans. It is other schools that have complained about that too. And, you know, Daryl and I had this big thing where we were even saying, like, move it to Nashville because nobody cares about Vanderbilt. Now that Poppy is gone, they're going to be right back to being Vanderbilt. So, you know, it's an issue that he's not willing to address, and him saying he's not – we're going to continue to not reveal everything. I'm okay with not revealing everything, but clearly the ACC has got a season that has proven that there was a lot more – I don't know, fan and coach happiness, knowing that they saw everything that was talked about, because even a call you didn't think went your way, when you were able to hear that audio between the replay booth and the official, and you heard their explanation for something, you were like, oh, so that's how they came to that. And they, like, you just didn't have a lot of blowback this past year in the ACC with, you know, with now you could also label that as, they probably had one or two good teams in the ACC, so those games didn't probably matter as much as maybe other games did. But I think that somebody like the Big Ten and the SEC, they need to take a note out of the ACC's playbook, and they need to do this, because what are you hiding on a live?
Oh, let me push back on that for a second. What other league does that?
No other league does it.
Any sport.
No other league. That's what I'm saying. I think the ACC opened Pandora's box to show, oh, crap. Now we may need to look at doing that, because it clearly was pretty successful and everybody was pretty much on the same page, whether it be coaches, officials, conference, all together. So, yeah, I get that. I get that Major League NFL doesn't do it. College basketball doesn't do it. You know, college basketball semi does it with, you just don't get to hear the audio, but when they show the official go to the side and they show you what he's looking at before he makes a call, they come close to doing it, does college basketball, but they're probably the only ones that come close to what the ACC did.
Yeah, I guess.
And the audio is still left out, so you're just getting to watch what he's watching.
Well, I guess that kind of begs the question, like, is it, it's successful, like replays are successful at every level, like for the most part. Is it necessary? Like, is that the answer for everything? Does that fix everything? Like, do you think that at every level there's a conspiracy going on other than the ACC? Like, the ACC is the only conference in any sport in the world that, like, there's – no, there's no nefarious motives because they put it out on TV.
No, I just think that's one part of it. I still think there's probably some nefarious motives, as you just called it, with, I mean, you think they didn't want Miami or Clemson as the two leading the charge in the ACC? So as far as ACC commissioner is concerned, or ACC or the conference in general is concerned. So I guess what I'm trying to say is that's just one small part that they could do to basically shut people like me up for a little bit. I'm sure I'd find something else later that I was like, okay, now that we got that fixed, now let's fix this.
Right.
So
if you go back in time,
Yeah.
So it didn't fix the call on the field. It didn't change the outcome of the game. But did it make you feel better or worse when the two things with Auburn happened? Number one, they released a statement essentially, which Sankey says, we try to keep a lot of this stuff behind closed doors for protection of coaches. Because here's the thing. I don't think you want to be known as the coach that submits 25 calls a game. And that's just out there. No. And it may make you to where it's like Eli Drinkwitz, who apparently, by the way, is Auburn's head coach. I don't know if you saw that, where they released the lineup for all the coaches, and Eli Drinkwitz is Auburn's head coach.
Some interns getting fired.
Do I want to be the known as the coach that does all this? I kind of lost my train of thought. Where did I start?
Hugh was kind of known that way last year. Like he was.
Oh,
that was because he basically self-promoted himself as sending stuff in, though.
Right, but you submit things and they don't put all the conversations out there, but they released a statement almost immediately after that game.
Yeah.
Where they were like, this was wrong. We got that one wrong.
Yeah.
But they did that, which I thought was very transparent. And then was it that same game or another game where they fired a referee?
I think after that game, I mean, he didn't get fired that night, but I think that next week is when he got let go.
Now, they didn't transparently say that he was fired for that specific reason.
And I don't even know that they – Kyle, if I'm remembering correctly, I don't know that they announced he was fired. I think it was noticed when he wasn't on the crew the next time around. If I'm, because the same crew does, you know, they travel together and they do stuff together. So I don't think he was on the crew the next time around. I don't think they, you know, and then like AL.com and people picked it up, like they had been let go. But
this was this was after the Georgia game. It was a permanent suspension after the Georgia game.
Permanent suspension.
That's fired, my guy.
I'm going to start using that with some of our employees here at the office.
We're not firing you.
We're going to permanently suspend you.
So I say all that to say, if you see actions like this, I mean, is that – I'm trying to think of the best way to ask this. So they do – when there's an issue, they will address it clearly.
Yeah.
Making a statement saying this – crew was wrong, and then hell, they'll fire guys if they get stuff wrong. So I guess my question is, when you see stuff like that, is this whole transparency thing, like what else do you want them to do other than just do a live stream conversation that you can log in and pull the transcript any time you want to of every conversation that goes on behind closed doors?
See, and I do wonder if that's what Mike G and Jason were asking, if that's what they were bringing up, because I don't want to know internally what they talk about. I don't care about. I mean, the Southeastern Conference is its own company. You know, that's a whole nother conversation, because people have said, well, you know, officials ought to have to do press conferences like everybody else. And that way they can answer to whatever call. And I said, yeah, but if you go down that road, you put a bunch of officials up on the podium with people like me, you, and 30 others in that room, that they won't ever get done with that press conference. There will be people asking questions about every friggin' holding call, every missed face mask call. They're not just going to ask the big ones. Like after that Oklahoma game, they're not just going to say, hey, that was a hidden player thing. What would you like to say about that? And then that'd be the end of it. They would have asked about every call taking place that game. So I'm not one of those that says, put them on the podium, or I don't need to know everything that Greg Sankey talks with the officials about after a game whenever they do their quote-unquote coach sessions. Because what a lot of people don't realize, I mean, these officials, number one, they have real jobs. Number two, they have to do film study just like coaches do. They require them to do that, like pre and post, pre and post game. But I think if I were asking that question, I would have just been saying, hey, would you be considering doing something like the ACC did just to make during the game more transparent? I'm not one of those after the game. Like, I understand they permanently suspended the guy. That's also
that probably would have been a better way to ask. That's ultimately, I think, what they wanted to ask. Like that might have been just say it.
Yeah. Just don't beat around, because nothing against, I mean,
I'll just say though that I think they're the only league
like they are,
alive in any sport that does that.
Because you talked about the guy being quote unquote permanently suspended. Like that's his job. That's none of my business personally. I mean, you know, I'm glad there were some repercussions that came about from it, but they don't need to release a press statement saying that they've permanently suspended him or fired. I mean, if I get fired from my job, they're not going to release a statement. I mean, that's against HR rules. So I don't care anything about that.
I don't think the SEC did. I think it was.
Yeah, it's probably somebody picked it up.
Popped up on ESPN. And it says sources.
Yeah. And so, yeah, somebody should be fired for leaking that if they can figure out who did that, just because I'm not worried about it. My question would have been, ACC has done this. There seem to be more people happy with it than not happy with it.
Or could you tell me why the SEC wouldn't want to do this?
Yes. Why would the SEC, Southeastern Conference, not want to do what the ACC did and carry the audio and video of what is going on during a replay review?
Yeah. I mean, that's the best way.
And let him answer it. If he says, this is the reason why. Now, I don't like his vague statement if he goes, because there's just some things we don't want you to see. That's not a good statement, in my opinion.
Yeah.
But the in-house stuff, like what he talks to coaches about and the phone calls he takes and the emails he takes and that kind of thing. Yeah, I don't – it'd be cool for me and you doing a show to hear that stuff. But as far as personally as a fan, that is none of my business. I don't need to hear all that.
Yeah.
That would be me wanting to get, you know, push headlines and have content and to know about it. But I don't need to know about it as a fan.
Yeah, I think if there were some that felt like maybe he sidestepped the question ever, and, you know, you're never going to make everybody happy. I will say this. Last year was the first time I felt like the SEC from up top had Auburn's back in officiating, if that makes sense. I know people are going to be like, how do you come up to that conclusion when you had all the bad calls? It's like, well, I mean, two of those things are unprecedented.
Yeah.
Two of those things that happen are unprecedented. Now, how do you fix SEC officiating? I mean, Ken Williamson was the one that was permanently suspended. He's got another full-time job. Like, these guys all have full-time gigs. I think the only way to make sure that they're better or, like, at a higher level is to just have permanent officials. Like, you got to have, like, an actual – like, that's their 24 – like, when they're not in season, they're freaking drilling. You know, they're doing whatever they got. I mean, I don't know. It's like the National Guard. Like, you know what I mean? They're working all the time on getting better at officiating. That's really the only way I see that. I mean, when you still have humans calling things, that's the only way I feel like you can get better.
I'll take it a step further. I'm not so sure that they shouldn't go that way anyway, because now with the money involved with NIL, I mean, I'm not saying that it's pro sports, because guys are getting paid for their name, image, and likeness, but with the money that's being floated now and the money being made by coaches, by players, by schools, I'm not so sure they shouldn't go that route and hire full-time guys and not let them have like a part-time job. I mean, you know, there's a gentleman that used to live here in the area that he was an NBA official. And I had him on my show and I asked him, I was like, because that was his full-time gig. That's what they do, isn't it? I mean, with 80 some odd games, that's what they do. And I was asking him, I was like, run down your schedule. He said, well, they watch film prior of both teams. After each game, they go back to the hotel. The conference room is rented out for them. They grade themselves after every game with another official. So you've got the three on the floor. You've got one at the desk and then one randomly sitting. It's a five-man crew every time. And one guy sitting out in the crowd that's grading them live while they're doing stuff. And then they go back and the SEC does a little bit of that because they've got such a big crew. You got the guys on the field, and then you got like a couple of guys that are up in the booth and like a clock manager and that kind of thing. But I don't think that they, I mean, I'm sure somebody at the office grades them, but I don't think they go back and rewatch their game and go, oh, we missed that one. Oh, we need to change this. Oh, we shouldn't have called this. And it's because it's not a full-time gig. They want to let them get back to their families and get back to their jobs for Monday morning. And so they kind of let them go. And now that's a whole nother conversation, but I think maybe that's something the SEC ought to explore.
Especially if they end up breaking off and doing their own thing. Like, oh, could yeah. full-time officials be like a thing? I don't know. I'm not like, to sum everything up, transparency is really, I'm not a conspiracy theorist when it comes to officiating. Like, I don't believe that. I mean, I know a lot of people do, and a lot of Auburn fans do. They look at the Birmingham thing, and I get it. I get the understanding behind it.
Yeah.
Birmingham is literally the most central place that you could have the SEC office. I mean, there's Nashville would be the only other argument, I think. Yeah. So, like, I get it why it's in Birmingham. I don't think it's because Alabama put it there. But I understand why people are leery. I mean, they call it Bammerham for a reason. Like, I understand why people are leery of that.
And you can't put it in Atlanta because then it's going to be Georgia that's
– Exactly. So exactly. You can't win.
Yeah.
I don't know that transparency is the driving factor for me as far as how I feel about poor officiating. I don't feel like transparency is what's keeping it back. I just think you just have – I think dudes just miss calls. I will say what I would love to know as far as transparency goes is the training and, like, what's involved in – this is what is required of an SEC official. They have to watch this many hours of film. They have to do this. They have to go through these type of certifications. Like, maybe that could be more transparent. But as far as, like, what calls coaches submit, and then does the SEC agree with – the SEC agreed with them on 9 out of the 15, and then these are the steps that they took to reprimand – why would anybody ever want to be an SEC official if that's the case?
Yeah, and the thing is a lot of people are not going to like hearing this because they're anti-official. SEC actually gets some of the best, and the reason being is because it is such a more physical. I mean, SEC and the Big Ten are your two granddaddies as far as being most physical, faster. You know, you and I live around a bunch of former players that are here in the Auburn area. And one of which is on our broadcast, Rob Pate. I'll throw his name out there. And I've talked to Rob about it. And I was like, what are you? And he said, look, he said, when we got to play in bowl games and we'd have like a Pac-12 crew, they were absolutely clueless because they weren't used to the speed that the SEC provided and they missed a ton of stuff. Like, yeah. At the end of the day, I don't think people realize, yes, these guys are going to miss stuff, but they're still pretty good. I'm with you. Although, just for show purposes, I totally believe in conspiracy theories, and I think Kyle's off his rocker, and I think all of you that think that the world is against Auburn have a legit argument, and I love y'all for it.
There you go. You heard it here first. Guys, thank y'all for listening. We'll keep you updated on everything that goes on this week at SEC Media Days. Make sure you like. Make sure you subscribe. I guess you can't do that if you're on audio, but if you're listening on audio, go over and subscribe to the YouTube channel. Yes. Go over, subscribe to YouTube Premium. You can watch us be DAs every day. How about that? We're out of here. War Eagle.
War damn Eagle.